we are beginning a new series, our December series, and it's called, what else? Walking in the Light. We're going to talk about walking in the light. And today's message is walking in the light makes life possible. There's an insert in your bulletin. I hope that you will take it out, fill it in as we go through this material today. Walking in the light makes life possible. Well, let's go back to where life first began, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and this is what it says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. Isn't it interesting? The very first thing that God said to create this world was, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Interesting to me. When you begin to read, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the physics of light, and that the ancients, even, you know, beyond them, even reading Genesis chapter 1, that the foundational creation was light. Because when there was light, everything else became possible. Life became possible as a result of it. Well, of course, we learned this in grade school, the importance of light and how it brings life. In fact, if you took the strongest individual, healthy individual, put them away in a dark dungeon and just leave them there, feed them well, they would come out pale, they would come out weak, they would come out depressed, because just restricting light from someone affects us so much, our health, it makes us more susceptible to disease and so many other things, the lack of light. Well, what is light? I knew you'd probably ask that question, being I'm saying that light makes life possible. So I actually went back and refreshed all the things I had learned in physics in school. And here's what I found. Light is electromagnetic radiation. Electromagnetic radiation. Now, there's quite a spectrum of that. Visible light is right in the middle of the spectrum, the light that we see. But it starts way off on the longest wavelengths is radio waves. And so you can tune into a certain frequency of radio waves and you can listen to different programs because different they are broadcast the radio signal on certain radio waves. And so they are the longest waves, called radio waves. And then it moves to microwave. Now, most of us have a microwave oven. And what it does, you can't see it, just like you can't see radio waves, you can't see microwaves, but you put it in there and it causes the molecules to move and warm something in microwaves. It's part of light. It's part of the spectrum. From radio waves through microwaves, and then it goes to infrared light. And what that is the light that comes off our skin. So you've heard of the night goggles that armies wear, and they can see into the dark. Well, what they are actually picking up is the infrared light that emanates from our bodies. And so with the night goggles on, they can see, because it's picking up the infrared light. And so it's all part of the spectrum. We can't see it, but then we move to the middle, which is the visible light that we're enjoying today. The lights shining off one another, we can see one another. That's visible light. But then you move a little tighter, stronger frequencies, more energy, and you get ultraviolet light. UV rays we talk about. Why we put suntan lotion on, so that light that we can't see, that will tan our bodies but burn our skin if we stay out in it, That is all part of the light spectrum moving from one to another. Then we go from there to x-rays. Many of us have been at a doctor's and had x-rays taken, so you can see if a bone is broken or not. That is the next. It's a light. It's in this electromagnetic radiation, and it's becoming stronger and stronger, and it moves through x-rays to gamma rays. That is the strongest waves. And what that is when you have radiotherapy and they treat cancer by shining this kind of light, this radiation, on your body. So this is the spectrum, all the way from radio waves all the way over to gamma rays. And in the middle is visible light, which is only 1/1,000,000 of 1%. Now, this is amazing. Visible light is only 1/1,000,000 of 1% of the entire spectrum. So what our eyes pick up is just a little bit of light. And so when God said, let there be light, he created the whole thing. And then created us so that we could live in that visible light, that aspect that we see day by day. Now, why does light make life possible? Well, on Earth, and some of you know this, photosynthesis is that process where green plants take the light of the sun, and in the light of the sun, it takes carbon dioxide and makes sugar and emits oxygen. And so oxygen is in our atmosphere because the sun is working through the plants to produce oxygen for it to be maintained. And our ozone layer that protects us from some of the more damaging rays is there because of that plants. And so really, the energy from the sun is producing green plants, which produce oxygen, that indirectly all of life can live and exist through. All comes from the sun, the light that God created in the beginning. The other aspect I found as I was researching this, it sets our biological clocks. And that's much stronger than what you would think. Because the natural rhythms of our body and even our mind is impacted by the light that we receive. And so I was just reading an article that they're trying to do away with daylight saving time. Because they're saying it affects too many people, even that hour shift. It affects their sleep, it affects their productivity until they adjust. That's just 1 hour shift. Well, many of us that have traveled around the world, you know about jet lag and how it can affect you. And some people, it knocks them out for 2 or 3 days because their biological clock is changed. And because it's light when it should be dark, and it's dark when it should be light. And so it affects you physically. So all of this is telling you why light makes natural light or life possible. But what about the spiritual life that God has given us? Well, I want you to make your first fill-in on your sheet, and it's this. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12, then Jesus spoke, saying, I am the light of the world. The light of the world. What the sun is to natural life, Jesus is to spiritual life. He came to bring light so we could have spiritual life. Now, see what it says in Isaiah 9 and verse 2. The people who were sitting in darkness saw great light. And to those who were sitting in the land in shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. Now, he's not talking about physical light here. He's talking about spiritual darkness. And so just as man died because of Adam and Eve's sin, died spiritually, and went into a darkness, now God is going to restore that spiritual life. And then just as in the beginning, the first thing he created was light, so life was possible, the first thing that God had to do to restore our spiritual life was to bring a spiritual light into the world. And it said, the people that sat in darkness, they've seen a great light. Now, just to be sure we don't miss this, this is Isaiah, Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. You read a few verses later in Isaiah 9 verse 6, and this is what it says. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The messianic promise here in Isaiah of a child being born is linked to that they're going to see a great light that's going to cause darkness to be dispelled and for them to move into light. Interesting. Now, the next fill-in is, his light comes from God's life. Christ, who is the light of the world, that light comes from God's life. John 1 and verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So just as we lost spiritual life, what is the source of spiritual life? It's God. And God now is going to bring light again to mankind so that we can see and live. And so in him was life, and the life that was in Jesus was the light of man. Now here's what Jesus said in John 8 and verse 12. I am the light for the world. Follow me, and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light that gives life. Listen, if you want spiritual life, the source is in Jesus, because it's his life that's producing a light that will produce life in you. It's the foundational principle. There's no other light source. The life of God, that is true spiritual life, was in Jesus. And that light restores our physical life. Now here's your next fill-in. The word of creation became flesh and dwelt among us. Now this to me is really, really powerful. The word of creation became flesh and dwelt among us. Here's the verse in John 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, we read in the beginning, it said in Genesis 1 that God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. And so, just as in the beginning in creation, he created natural life and spiritual life in Adam and Eve. But then Adam and Eve sinned, and now death, spiritual death came to us. So, he took that word of creation that was in the beginning, was with God and was God, now, and everything was made through that word. Let's read on. In him was life, thinking about Jesus, and the life was the light of men. We already read that verse. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. And then it goes on in John 1 and verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So this creative word that created the whole worlds in the beginning, both physical and spiritual, came to earth in the form of flesh to bring us spiritual life again. Isn't that powerful? In him was life, and the life was the light of the world. Now listen, just like the natural atmosphere shields us from all the damaging rays that would come from light, our atmosphere shields us, and we only see a portion of it, visible light. We see visible light. We have the effects of the other light. We've begun to harness the other effects of light, but we know it's damaging to us. And so just as the atmosphere shields us from natural light that would destroy us if we were exposed to it, so God, Christ's flesh shields us from the immensity of God's being. It's like this invisible God that's so powerful, so immense, we'd be destroyed if we ever came into his presence. He has narrowed it down, as it were, to a visible form, a visible light that Jesus was, so that we could know the immensity of God but not be destroyed by it. Now, isn't that something? Listen to what it says in John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. So God is so immense, so powerful. He's a spirit. We can't see him. No one's ever experienced. You can't see God. And yet it says, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus is the visible manifestation of God in a way that we can see it. And it says in the Bible, I think it was 1 John, it says, when the Word became flesh, it said, we handled it, we touched it, we found it. It's like this God who was impossible to feel or to see, he came in flesh. In him was life, and that life became the light of the world to restore our spiritual life. I'm so glad that we can come to Jesus. God has shown his love in Jesus. But I tell you, you step out of Jesus, and now you face the immensity of the wrath of God that would destroy our lives because of our rebellion and our sin. That God loved us so much, he revealed himself in Jesus. And as we celebrated today, he came and made a way so that we could come into his presence and be saved and have our spiritual life restored. Here's your next fill-in. Light removes the stain of sin and purifies us. Light removes the stain of sin and purifies us. Now, natural light does that. As I was studying this, I saw in 1877, it was discovered that sunlight kills bacteria. That after just 10 seconds of being exposed to light, it begins to be destroyed, and that the light, attacks its DNA. The light destroys the DNA of the bacteria and purifies it and kills it. And the stains, we call it being sun bleached. You can put something out in the sun and it removes the stains that was produced by the bacteria or whatever was on it. Listen, and here's the other thing I read. Exposure to sunlight increases the ability of cells to eat and destroy invading foreign substances. That, and there was a name for it, I didn't write it down, but there's a physical process that as your body is exposed to light and you have light, it actually produces something within you that your cells can destroy foreign substances that are there, makes them more healthy and can actually destroy foreign substances that come into your body. Now listen, when I was reading that about natural light, I was realizing this is the light that Christ has brought. The light of Christ removes from us the stain of sin and all the bacterial, the spiritual bacteria that would make us sick and diseased spiritually is destroyed in the light of Christ. That he actually attacks the DNA of that sin. It's destroyed, and he can remove the stains. How many of us regret things that happen, regret things that we have done? You look at your life and you go, oh man, I've lived a pretty bad life. I was just talking to someone last week who had come out to the church for the first time and was talking to me and was just talking about their past and just telling me how embarrassed they were from their past and so forth. But when the light of Jesus Christ, he can remove the stains, the things that you think have branded you and that you think can never be removed from your life. In the Son of Jesus Christ, He removes it. He can remove the stains. He can destroy the things that are attacking you. All the foreign aspects that Satan wants to sow into your mind and sow into your heart. In the brightness of Christ and his presence, it destroys it. It attacks us. You can fight it on your own. You can try to clean it from yourself. The Bible says that we're just doing it it's just fertile to try to do that. That you can't clean and make yourself, you can't wash and make yourself clean. But the light of Jesus Christ cleanses us. Listen to some of these verses here as we read them. It says in Isaiah 1:18, "Thus says the Lord, though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they'll be like wool. What blotch is on your life? What stain is in your life that you wish you could remove?" The scripture says he'll wash it white as snow. Listen to what it says in Corinthians 4:4. "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Listen, Satan wants to blind people's eyes. He doesn't want him to see the light. He doesn't want people to see the light. He knows the light will purify them. The light will save them. The light will change them. So he's blinded their eyes. Don't look. Don't look at that. But we are to give the light of the gospel. Never hesitate telling someone about the Lord. Never feel intimidated looking at someone. Oh, they're too dark. They got too much sin. They won't be interested. Just give the light of the gospel. Speak the word. You can't change someone. You can't persuade someone. That's not our job. Our job is just to shine the light of the gospel. Just tell people the gospel. It will do its job. It will change people's heart. It will convict them. It'll break every chain. It'll set people free. Speak the gospel. Listen to what it says in Acts 26. "Open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." So God wants to turn us from darkness to light. He wants the power of Satan to be broken, that we'd receive forgiveness and an inheritance that we have through faith. Listen to Colossians 1:13. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." God conveys us. He takes us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And what is the expression of light and life through it? It's love. That is the expression of light. And so this is the change, the transformation that happens. Listen to John 12:46. Jesus said, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." There's a lot of people in darkness. They're struggling with their sin. They're struggling with their spiritual diseases. They try to break their habits and their addictions. They're trying to have better relationships and better marriages. There's so many things that people are struggling. But it's like Jesus said, it's the blind leading the blind. There needs someone that can see, someone that has light that will show people how to live. Now here's the next fill-in. Light heals emotional wounds and afflictions of the heart. Here's what I found as I was studying this, that sunlight is healing. Sunlight therapy has been found to be highly effective. Now listen, here's the list. And this was on a medical page, not just, you know, just someone spouting. This was a credible scientific medical page. And this is what it said: sunlight has beneficial effects upon tuberculosis, streptococcal infections, pneumonia, mumps, fungal infections, and more. It said that the molecules, when they were affected by the light, that made the disease worse were weakened after the exposure to light, and the ones responsible for improvement were strengthened just because light, and they're using light as a therapy now to overcome some of these diseases that we would not realize. Well, obviously, God said, let there be light. And then he created life. It was to be lived in the light, not in the dark. And so just as natural light can heal physical wounds. Now listen to me. This is very, very important for us this morning. The light of Jesus' presence and love can bring healing to emotional wounds and the afflictions of the soul. We get hurt. Our feelings get hurt. We get offended. Someone treats us badly. Someone wrongs us. Now, don't think it's strange. The Bible says, don't think it's strange when those things happen. The scripture says, in this world, we're going to face tribulation. That offenses will come. It's just a given. Don't be surprised by it. You're living with people that are imperfect. You're working with people that are imperfect. The person you're married to is imperfect. They're going to hurt you. They're going to wound you. They're going to say something that's wrong. You're going to be cheated. You're going to be neglected at work. You're going to be abused at work. The Bible says that's just a given. It's a wound to your spirit. It's a wound to your soul. Now, the light can heal those wounds. But what do? We hide it from the light. We nurse our wounds. As soon as we get hurt, we withdraw. We pull the shades. We sit in the gloom and the darkness of it, and we rehearse it. How that person hurt me. How they had no right to do that. And what we don't realize, we're just filling more and more darkness into it. What we have to do is bring it to the light. Listen to some of these verses here. It says in Malachi 4:2, but for my followers, goodness will shine on you like the rising sun, and it will bring healing power like the sun's rays. You'll be free and happy like calves freed from their stalls. You ever grew up on a farm? How many grew up on a farm? I feel sorry for the rest of you. You've never seen calves let out of the stall that's been in the barn all year. It is something to watch. When they're set out for that first time in the spring, they go crazy. They go galloping out. Their feet shoot out together. One way, they run, and then the back 2 feet will shoot out the other way, and they'll run and frolic. And when I read that, I thought, I can picture it. I saw it as a kid. They were free. They'd been closed up all year. They'd been in the barn. Now they're free. They can run. And the scripture says, you know, when you're in the light, you can be happy and free regardless of your wounds, regardless of the hurts you've had. It does not need to suppress you. Listen, don't stay in the darkness when you're hurt. I'm helping someone today. I really am. When you get hurt, you feel the wound. And listen, it is a wound. I'm not diminishing the hurt. I'm not saying the emotional pain is nothing. It is there. We get wounded. It's going to happen. It's what you do with it. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to overcome it? Do you want to get back to a place where you're happy and free? Well, then you got to get out of the darkness of the stall. We get stalled in a place. And we think about it. Now, here's what we don't realize, folks. We don't understand how emotional hurts work. We know how physical hurts work. If I take a hammer and I miss the nail and I hit this nail, it hurts. And it can swell up and it's sore. Now, what if I came to someone else and said, you know what, I really hurt my hand the other day, and this is how I did it. And we took the hammer, and we put it up, and we hit the thumb again. We wouldn't think of doing that. We'd say, you're crazy. You're hurting yourself all over again. You're making the wound worse. But what we don't realize, when you rehearse an emotional hurt, you are inflicting it all over to you again. That is so true. And so the more you think about it, no, isn't this our experience? The more you realize you're hurt. The first day you're not too bad. But now I've been thinking about this for a week. Now this really bothers me. I can't get it out of my mind. Why? Because you've been rehearsing it in the dark. What you need to do is bring it to the light. Don't allow Satan to keep you in the dark and wound and keep you wounded and make that disease worse and worse. See, what happens when it gets worse? You think, that initial hurt, that was worse than I thought. No, it wasn't. You've made it worse by thinking about it over and over again, telling other people about it. You've deepened the hurt. You made it worse by nursing it, not the initial hurt. If you had brought the initial hurt to the light, just like it says in the verse, like the sun heals, so you would have been healed. If you brought it to the light and realized God works all things together for good, no weapon formed against me will prosper. God's got a plan and purpose for my life. When you begin to read his word that tells you to love your enemies and do good to those who use you wrongly, when you begin to understand his word and bring light to bear, you'll be healed. You'll get over it. But if you do it the world's way and stay in darkness, it's going to get worse. Listen to what it says here in Luke 11:34. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed, listen, that the light which is in you is not darkness. Now, here's what we do. We have this hurt, emotional pain, and so we want to see with our natural eye, see how I can fix this. And so we read magazines, we read books, we talk to our friend, we listen to talk shows on the television. And we take a light to ourselves. But if we're not careful, that light can be darkness. And you actually are reinforcing the thing that's causing you pain. The world does not have a solution to emotional hurts, soulish hurts. It's healed by the Spirit. It's healed by the light of God. Only then can you forgive someone that's hurt you bad. That forgiveness comes out of the Spirit. But forgiveness, even the world recognizes, you know, forgiveness really is the freeing process. But how can we forgive? It's only when you understand the light from God's perspective, that we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. That we realize sin has carried us captive. That with a person that hurts us, we're not putting the blame on them. We realize sin has struck that person. Sin has hold of that life. God loves that person who hurt me. He's got a plan for their life. They're just following in their darkness. They're fumbling along, hurting me. But we need God. And let me be light in this situation. And let me do something different. This is what we need to have. Listen to what it says in Psalm 119 and verse 5. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How are you going to know how to act? What is the light that is the true light of heaven? It says his word is a light unto my, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word. Get the word of God in you. Begin to think the word. Don't think the worldly philosophy. It'll just take you into a pain and a darkness. And you'll always be a victim. You'll feel victimized Oh, too bad that happened to me. Oh, I just wish that hadn't happened to me. And that person ruined my life. That's darkness. We're victorious in Christ. He can turn anything for good. But you got to see it in the light of the scripture. Now, I think I put it in your notes, what the Message translation says about these verses in Psalm. Listen to it. By your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself and I'll never turn back from living by your righteous order. Everything's falling apart on me. God, put me together again with your word. Festoon me with your finest sayings. God, teach me your holy rules. My life is as close as my own hands, but I don't forget what you have revealed. The wicked do their best to throw me off track, but I don't swerve an inch from your course. I have inherited your book for living. Do you know that this is his book for living? It's a manual of life. If you would read this, it'll bring light to your path. It will heal you of wounds. He said, I've inherited your book on living. It's mine forever. What a gift, he says. And how happy it makes me. I can kick like calves coming out of a stall. I concentrate on doing exactly what you say. I always have and I always will. That is the mantra of a Christian. We're living by God's word. We're walking in the light. Now let me give you the next fill in. It just follows right on the path of this. Light brings cheer to life. Light brings cheer to life. When people are in long periods without sunshine, people get depressed. States of Oregon and Washington, England have a lot of foggy and wet weather, and the sun is hidden. It says that they have a higher incident of depression. People that live in climates like ours, winter, where we don't see the sun for weeks on end. And we all know many times in the winter, it can warm up, but it's cloudy, it's overcast. We don't see the sun. And then all of a sudden, we'll go out one day and the sun's out, and we go, oh, man, I feel better. Because the sun came out. It can be cold, but if the sun's out, we just feel better. Now, there is a medical term for this. It's called seasonal affective disorder. SAD. Appropriately named. SAD. People with SAD are effectively treated by going into artificially lit rooms of light. Sun rooms. It found that light decreases the brain's production of melatonin and picks up people's spirits. Bright light cheers us. And so just as natural light does that, if you want to live a happy life and a cheerful life, then you need to live in light of God's presence and the light of his word and know truth about situations. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 60:20. Your sun will set no more, neither will your moon wane, for you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be finished. You know, you'll go through times of mourning. We have difficult times. We lose our job. You might lose a loved one. Situations happen. It's just part of life. And you need to have a time to mourn and a time to heal. But the scripture says, but it will finish. It's the people who can't get out of that are in the dark and have the shades drawn, and they stay perpetually a victim. And there's no cheer. There's no smile on their face. There's no happiness. They might even be out of a room and work next to you. But everything that's said, they always have a negative statement about it. They always see things in the worst light because they're living in darkness. They need someone that comes in happy, cheerful, kicking up your legs, enjoying life. We're to be lights in this world. because we have the light of Christ within. It's the whole difference between happiness and joy. We've talked about it many times. I won't go into it again. Happiness depends on happenings. Joy is deeper. Joy comes from your spirit that's joined with God's spirit. Here's what it says in Psalm 16:11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. You need joy. Happenings will come and go, but joy is what's lasting. You find it in the presence of the Lord, in his light. Here's your last fill-in. The best life is found walking in God's light. The best life is found walking in God's light. We talked about this last week, about walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's another dimension of what we're saying here. You walk in the light. God's with you. He's showing you how to act and what to do and how to respond. Moment by moment, you're walking in the Spirit. Walking God's light, moment by moment. And let's close with these verses. Isaiah 60:19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. He's talking about this prophetic time in the future. Speaking about the church age. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God, your glory. So the light, the spiritual light that brings life to you, is coming from God. Listen to Revelation 21, speaking about heaven that's coming down. It says, the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of earth bring their glory and honor into it. This is what God wants to take us to. A spiritual reality where he is our light. And everyone else benefits who's around us. Because we're shining light in the situation. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, we're in the face of Jesus Christ. All of this is in Jesus. You need to give people Jesus. Give Jesus to people. I was just reading this last little while about Mother Teresa. And it was just a little thing. I think it was in a Reader's Digest. And they said that some nuns, when she was alive, had come to visit her. Of course, her order of nuns were prospering and known around the world. And everyone was excited about working with Mother Teresa. And this other nun from leading another order had come and was talking. And they said, Mother Teresa, how do you account for the fact that your order of nuns are growing and the rest of us are struggling? And she said, I give them Jesus. And the other nuns, well, I know that. But what do you actually do? And then actually talked about the habits we talked about. She said, no, do you have them wear habits? Do they wear a certain thing? And we struggle with giving our nuns. And she said, I give them Jesus. And then I said, well, no, what I'm trying to say is I really want to know what you're doing. And then it said, Mother Teresa got very stern. And she said, I give them Jesus. You know, sometimes we have so much advice for people and we don't just give them Jesus. We're not sure that the Jesus we know will change their life, but it will. We just need to give them Jesus. Just shine the light of the gospel. Let the face, the brightness of Jesus shine into people's lives. Give people Jesus. Don't be intimidated. Give them Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we're almost done. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we look at the face of Jesus, the unveiled face of Jesus, as we're looking, it changes us. As we look at the face of Jesus, he changes, and he's changing us from glory to glory. One degree of intensity to a better degree of intensity of light. We're just being transformed by being in his presence, looking at the face of Jesus. You're being changed without you even knowing it. You're being transformed and changed, the scripture tells us. Because in Christ is everything. Here's the verse in Romans 11:36. For of him, through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. It's all wrapped up in Jesus. It's for him, it's through him, and it's to him. Everything is in Jesus. He is the light of the world. He's the foundation of everything. And this last proverb that I believe speaks about Christ, it says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. Just look at Jesus. Be in his word. Walk in the light. Take steps with the Lord. He will transform. He'll heal you. He will take bacteria. He'll destroy the DNA of sin within you. Just keep looking at Jesus. Look full. We used to sing a song. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Stand with me if you will. You know, there's people in this congregation this morning, you need to give your life to the Lord. You've looked in a lot of places. And you might have dabbled around the edges of Christianity and gone to church from time to time, but you're not all in. You're still drawn away by darkness. You know, this is your day. This is your message. Spiritual life is in Jesus. Everything that you desire and long for is in Jesus. Just let go and surrender to the Lord. Do you sense his life this morning? Do you sense the light? Has your mind been renewed a little bit this morning? And just surrender to it. Say, Lord, I'm just going to bask in this a bit. And just give yourself to the Lord. I wonder if you'd everyone just close their eyes, bow your head. And if you're like that this morning and you realize, you know, I haven't really totally ever given my life to the Lord. I'm in and I'm out. But this morning I'm sensing that I'm going to go all in this morning. Just lift your hand. Just keep it up. Just hold it up. Just keep it up before the Lord. Just hold it and keep it up. Now, let me ask others. You have emotional hurts. Things have happened to you, and you're still struggling with it. You have resentment, bitterness towards people. You feel hurt. You can't get over that emotional hurt. And you recognize this morning, it's Christ's life that's going to heal you. And if you feel that way, just lift your hand with the others. Say, I want my emotional hurts to be healed. Lord, you see our hands this morning. Lord, we're coming to the light. We're turning to you. We're looking at your face this morning. Lord, you see every person here with their hand raised. Lord, you love us. You know us. Lord, you want to bring healing in our life. And right now, Lord, I just release it in the name of Jesus over everyone. Lord, that they would just be a softness and a determination that they're going to follow you. They're going to look at your word. They're going to give themselves to you. They're going to let the light of the world shine in their hearts like never before. So, Lord, right now, I just seal it up in the name of the Lord that it will happen, that lives will change and be transformed this morning because of your presence and your light. Let it be so. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. I tell you, this is the foundational message. Jesus is the light, and he brings life. Think about these things. Talk about it with others. Go in the name of the Lord. Be out on Wednesday night, Thursday night.